widely assumed in this country by neoconservatives, but also I think by many other people, that America understands war, that America is willing and able to face the reality of human conflict and interstate conflict and so on, whereas Europeans live in a sort of pacifistic dreamland where someone else will look after them and so on. I think it's exactly the other way around. The Europeans, for very good historical reasons, understand war, and we Americans don't. We've never had to experience war as something with long-term catastrophic consequences for a society. We did well out of war. The First World War, and especially the Second World War, were enormously, to put it very crudely, profitable for the United States. We became the great imperial power. The other imperial powers, Britain and France, Britain especially, were destroyed by the effort they put out in the war. And I think that what has happened is that in this country, what seems to us normal, we don't quite understand, is very abnormal everywhere else in the world. We surround ourselves, politicians, surround ourselves with flags and men in uniform when a general with stripes and bars and stars turns up in Congress, everyone stands up and salutes him and claps. This is really unthinkable now in every other democracy in the world, with the partial exception of Israel for very particular reasons. All the other Western democracies regard the military as something to be played down and war as a last resort. And this contrast between us and them, I think, is something we don't quite get. Being the most powerful, wealthiest, and privileged country in the world means you can walk into an awful lot of walls before it starts to hurt. And that's really what's happened to us. I think the idea that keeps me up at night is that we live today in a deliberately neglectful and amnesiac culture in which we don't share either a knowledge of the past or even a common set of understandings about the shape of the present. And I think that's very dangerous for democracy. We live, particularly in this country, in a democracy which is under serious threat from authoritarian actions from above and a certain kind of loss of interest from below. And I think more generally, we are rapidly forgetting the crucial lessons that we should have learned from the 20th century, and without which we do seriously risk repeating some of the major mistakes of that century.